Let's get Maple Leafs play-by-play voice John Bartlett in on the conversation. John, we're talking about the power play one for the Toronto Maple Leafs front and center last night in the win against the Montreal Canadiens. Any concerns about completely loading up like that on the first unit from you?
Well, you know, that's the one thing you always worry about when you have that much talent on one line. Can they move the puck around and do what they need to do in the right position at the right time? But I think last night was a great example of what this Leaf team might do some nights if they're having a bit of an off night. Just let the power play do its job and they'll get out of there with 2 points. But, you know, they certainly have that skill level there. The only concern when you have that many is can they all accept the role that they need to play on the power play? But I think they can. I think because of the different skill sets that they all bring individually, that probably will work. You know, understanding who's the trigger man, who's the one in front of the net, who will be moving the puck around. So, so far, so good. I think that they might have the right balance to make it work, and you could see a power play that'll work over 25% this season if all goes well.
Montreal would leave that game, John, feeling pretty good, and you've done a lot of Montreal games in your time here and with the other network.
Which one was that?
What did you think? Wouldn't Montreal be pretty pumped about, especially about their 5-on-5, and they played fast? They've been lots of conversation about playing fast. I think there were some pretty positives about the Montreal Canadiens last night in that game.
There sure was, and I think a lot of the fans felt that way too. Jesperi Kotkaniemi is certainly making a case to make the club on opening night. And, you know, that's been a big bonus the way he's been playing. Wow, is he ever smart with the puck. But, you know, I think there's been sort of a lot of positives, maybe more than people thought or expected when it came to how the Canadiens training camp was going to go. But I think also maybe tempered expectations last night when you think about going in the third period. They're playing well. They're in the game. They've got a lot of speed, a lot of good things going for them. It's a 2-2 game. And two mistakes on the same power play and the game ends in the matter of a minute for you. So that's still the learning curve where, you know, I think you have to temper expectations when it comes to where the Canadiens are at right now. That might be a situation we'll run into a little more this season on nights. But, you know, when you're right, Doug, when you look at it, some of the guys, Victor Mete, I thought, had a pretty good night as well. I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of a second year he has. You know, they're moving quick, they're moving with speed, and that was the goal that they wanted to try and do here going younger.
Well, they've cleared heavy clouds, so you can tell that the vibe is better, but when you're lying on the floor, you can only look up. So for me, that's where the Montreal Canadiens are. So I have one concern, though, and for the Montreal Canadiens in terms of where is Carey Price in all of this, because it looked to me last night that it was a little bit of an extension of what last season might have felt like for him. It didn't really feel any different from a lot of the games that I saw last season here. And I'm sitting there going, and we've talked about this earlier in our shows, is they're caught between a rock and a hard place. They got the best, highest paid goalie in the league, and yet we're talking about a team that should be looking at a lottery pick, is trying to avoid a lottery pick.
It's like the Rangers.
I don't
Rangers
get it.
Are going through the same thing with Henrik Lundqvist.
So, John, what did you see last night out of Carey Price?
Yeah, well, I thought he had some moments of looking really sharp and some moments of still looking in the preseason. Now, he's done that before in the past where in the preseason, you know, he's not up to fully 100% yet. But, you know, I think that'll sort of be determined next week. Still looking a little probably sharper than he started last year. Last year was a disastrous start, so a lot of improvement that way for sure. But you're right, and that's the funny thing when you look at the Canadiens. What do they want to do with this season is kind of the question, and that maybe is also a decision that they'll have to make with certain players. You know, do you want to try and be competitive, or do you want to maybe go for that lottery pick and not worry too much about it this year? So Price is a big factor in that too, because he's the kind of guy that can steal games and steal points for them and affect that in the standings. But you also don't necessarily just want to come out and say that you're not rebuilding, you're retooling, but we're going to tank the season. So kind of an interesting management of expectations as to what they'll want to do with the Canadiens this year. But Price will be a big factor in that because, like I said, he can steal points for them.
Hey, fans, it's an exhibition game.
That was a Carey Price line from a couple years ago.
That was a Carey Price quote. And I think the quote that's was, my answer relax. To your comment.
I think it was it chill out, John, or was it chill relax?
Out, John.
Was it?
Chill out, John and Kipper. It's an exhibition game.
How many years ago was that?
That was a few years ago.
How many years ago
he got his $10 million contract?
10.5.
And you wonder, you know, guys, you wonder how much the expectation level of that contract that now starts this year affects any of his mindset or situation as well. I mean, not that he, you know, was underpaid by any means before or not carrying the load for that team, but now you're carrying the load on the ice and to the bank as well. So, you wonder if that'll play a factor.
I'm anxious to see the Leafs, and I mean, we've read about the Leafs. We've watched them. You've got to be excited about the talent base. You've got so many things to be excited about. I want to see them, as Kippy mentioned off the top, I want to see them defend a little better. I want to see them play a Tampa and a Boston and a Florida Panthers and a Columbus Blue Jacket and some good teams and how they're going to defend 5-on-5 and how this defense is. We all know the power play is going to be good because it was good last year. It's going to be better. And you know, but is they gave up 35 shots last night and a lot of good chances.
And will they respond differently when they have their face licked?
Well,
in a game.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Well, exactly. You know,
face licking is out when, this year.
Well, as it should be. But you know, when you look at the team defensively, you're right. They're either going to win 4-1 or 4-3 some nights, and you know that's the thing. They have the offense, so they can, you know, they can get those extra goals that'll carry them, but. When you get into playoff time, obviously that's where you don't want to necessarily just rely on the offense carrying you through. So I think that'll sort of be the interesting thing to watch with the Leafs as they move forward this season is that defensive play and that side of the puck.
And I'll tell you how they'll handle that.
You're right.
Tampa Bay and Boston will have excellent penalty killing. They will have excellent penalty killing, those two teams.
Hey, John, with all due respect to your breakdown of the Leaf power play, have you really studied over this past summer Greg Millen? Have you gone through a scouting, you know, on Greg Millen? You're paired with Greg Millen on a lot of our Leaf regional games, and I'm sure you'll see some selected national games.
He is?
Have you talked to Doug McLean, who knows Greg Millen probably better than anybody? Have you used Doug as a resource? Doug, give him some scouting tips on working with Greg Millen.
I'd rather not discourage John before he starts the season.
Oh, I know Greg pretty well. So, he did a good job getting in shape. He showed up to camp in good condition. So
that's more than he did as a player because I had him.
Yeah. Are you sure he didn't train with Smith Pelly?
So I get a call last week. I did an interview, and of course, as per my history, I called Tavares Taves in the interview.
Oh, yes.
So, of course, I get the call and a voicemail from Millen, who never makes a mistake on the air, correcting me on my Taves Tavares. Yes. So what I'm saying is, John, he will correct you.
Well, that's fine.
And help you. He's a team first guy.
He's a giver.
Team guy. Big team guy, Except when the bill comes at dinner, then where's the team guy, you know?
here comes the bill. I got to tie my skates. Hey, John, there is a spot available on that Leafs blue line. Does anybody want it?
Well, the one guy I think that sort of made a little noise through camp about it is Ozhiganov. And you wonder if maybe he's sort of the front runner for it right now. I know the Leafs are pretty high on him. I think Mike Babcock was pretty high on him. And he's had a pretty decent camp. Certainly, you know, I know what you're talking about. Has anybody jumped out to really, you know, be like, there's your definite answer? I don't know if we've seen that just yet, but I think we've seen some good things from some players. But Ozhiganov seems to be someone that might be in the mix, and maybe he is the, well, for lack of a better term, front runner right now. I don't know how much out front he is, but... he might be somebody that's got a little bit of an inside edge right now with the way he's been playing. So, and you know, that's the one thing. Look, I was saying this the other day about the Leafs. The Leafs right now, the Toronto Maple Leafs, they're not a good team. They're a good organization right now. And what I mean by that is, you know, you look at the Ottawa Senators 2 years ago that were a goal away from going to the Stanley Cup final. That was a good team. Even the Canadians, you know, 5 years ago when they had the conference final against the Rangers and Price got hurt, that was a good team. But you looked at what they had through the organization and what might come next, and you started to wonder. Right now, the Maple Leafs are a good organization. They have a really good team, and they have a lot of good prospects playing in the American Hockey League and guys that are going to be knocking on the door. But because the team is good and they're a young team, there's not going to be a lot of doors to be knocking on. So this is going to create a lot of strong internal competition throughout the organization, which is what you want. And I think that's probably the brightest spot for Leaf fans moving forward, because we're not talking about one or two players that might try to get three or four spots. We're talking about maybe one spot open and four or five potential guys that are going to try to get it. So that's probably the brightest part about the Leafs moving forward as an organization, is this is the kind of problem you want to have. There might only be one open spot, and three or four guys are trying to grab it. So I think that, you know, that's probably one of the most exciting things to look at moving forward.
Can't remember the last time.
Quickly, how do you pronounce the KK's name in Montreal? You're a hot, you're a pronunciation expert. What?
Yeah, Jesperi Kotkaniemi.
Kotkaniemi.
I don't even know how to say it, and I can say it better than you.
Johnny. Johnny, we've done this for two days. We've done this for 2 days with Doug and Nick.
KK.
We're going to get it by opening
Errol
night.
Thompson's son, famous Errol Thompson from Summerside, his son's name's KK, so it's KK.
Claude Julien's going with KK. They're keeping it simple.
he's a nice-looking player. John, we'll get on that page here in a sec. Thanks so much for dropping by. Good luck this season.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, boys.
You know,
talk to you soon.